so stimulating. It's the news, according to me. Hello, once again. It is Monday. It's Monday. It's Monday afternoon. I could have done this show a lot earlier today, but I just needed a nap. I had a very early morning this morning. I had to get up at about 4:30 this morning, get some things done that I wouldn't. I guess after it all said and done, I wouldn't have had to do those things. But I thought I had to, but I didn't. So I had to. Anyway, I had one of the things that I had to figure out was going to be my cup today, and that has taken me all day. It's been very excruciating trying to just make a decision here on what I'm going to put in my cup. I ended up with no cup. I have a, I've got a bottle of water here. That's what I've got, a giant bottle of water. I have to turn the light on to see what the, how big is this thing? It's huge. It's 1.5 liters. One quart, 18.7 fluid ounces. 50.7 fluid ounces. 1.5 liters. There you go. And it's half gone. I've already drank half of it. Which, you know, it's supposed to be good for me, I guess. I don't know. That's what I'm told. I don't know. I just repeat things people tell me. Because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not any kind of a financial counselor. Nor am I a military strategist. Been in a few fights. Not, you know, well, not physically. Well, I guess if you count competition as fights, I guess that's a... I've never actually fought anybody, like a barroom brawl. I wouldn't get involved in that. What's the purpose of that? Interesting thing. They're calling for more stimulus, which is just... It's absolutely ridiculous. Ukraine now, I guess, the whole thing about Ukraine. There's more stuff going on there. And, of course, they're fighting hard. I have to hand it to them. They're at least, you know, fighting for what they want to protect. At least the thing that has always amazed me, and I started kind of alluding to this when I was, I think on my last show, I think I started talking about this and didn't go into it. You know, they have a weird situation here where Russia is basically destroying a place that it wants to take over. You have to ask yourself, what in the world are we doing here? You know, it's like, I'm gonna burn down your house so that I can live there, kind of thing. I want your house, so I'm going to burn it down so you leave. So you'll give me your house. I don't understand that at all. Everybody's calling. I keep hearing some people say, this is scorched earth. Well, I hate to tell you this. Scorched earth is when you retreat and you scorch everything on your way out. This is not exactly scorched earth. This is the other direction. This is it's not the definition of scorched earth. Now, apparently, I'm just seeing reports here now of... apparently, we're trying to move some kind of destroyer, I guess, through the Taiwan Strait. You know, because, you know, that's a good thing to do. I don't know. This whole thing with Taiwan, and of course, this gets down to we farm out so many things in this country to be done. Don't get me wrong. We can ramp up things in this country and take care of them ourselves. However, you know, we've been known to do it before. We can do it again. No doubt about that. However, when it can be done cheaper somewhere else and we can provide someone jobs, it always amazes me. Again, I'm not an economist. I don't know if I put that on my list or not. It's one of the things I'm not. I'm just a guy with a microphone. Okay, all other things are, you know, just... Well, everything else is on the other list. I'm a guy with a microphone with opinions. And you can do what you want with those. That's up to you. But this whole thing with Taiwan is interesting. It has a... very frustrating thing that's going on there. See, people say, "Oh, well, you're buying your things from this labor market that's being oppressed." Okay, so we'll stop buying things from that labor market. We'll stop buying those things from that country. What's that going to do? They were living in utter, like, barely able to squeak by, living off the land before. But let's talk about how has their life improved at all since they were able to have these jobs. They only make 50 cents a day. Well, it only takes 10 cents a day to live there. I mean, it's all relative in terms of cost of living. We have what we have now in this country. We're making more money than ever. Wages have gone up. Not as fast as inflation, by the way. I think every month now since the Biden administration, it's now gone up to the point where it costs the average American family, I think, $250 more per month, I think, now to live, I think. That seems kind of low. I think that was as of January, I believe. I think it was the first year. They were looking at the first year of Biden's... And, of course, that's all Putin's fault, even though Putin hadn't attacked yet. He hadn't started the war yet in January. But that's all Putin's fault. They're blaming everything on Putin now. So now they're talking about stimulus checks. At first, they were talking about Congress was trying to pass this idea that they were going to give out gas cards to everyone. I'm not sure how that works, because are you going to give a card that only works at gas stations? Are you going to give out those kinds of cards? And if it is, what gas stations are going to be to apply to that? Because you have independent gas stations out there that aren't the big major oil companies. How are you going to do that? So it's one of those things. So of course they turn that around. Well, we're just going to give people stimulus checks. You see, their goal is to get you hooked on these stimulus checks. This is like crack. Well, we'll just give them a little stimulus check. So these go out to everybody, whether you need it or not. Rather than reducing the federal tax on a gallon of gas, they're going to give you money, which is the stupid thing about that is it's our money. Whose money are they giving you? Where do they get their money? Through taxation. Or they just print it, which makes your dollar worth less. And it doesn't matter. They're monetizing it. It doesn't matter. Either way, they're making the value of what you've done, what you've earned, less. So I feel a relief. And then it makes inflation go up even more. It's a vicious cycle that they want you in. But they want you dependent. They want everybody on a minimum income. They want to give everybody entitlement of minimum income. That's their goal. They want you dependent on the government. Now think about that. These are the people who tell you have to wear a mask, or you have to have a shot, or you can't do business, you can't go to the grocery store, you can't do certain things, you can't buy or sell certain things. These are the people who want to do that. They want to be your provider, because they're so benevolent, so full of compassion. These people are dangerous, I'm telling you. They don't realize, you know, they think, because they'll do anything to get elected. They think that they're giving you something in order to get elected. Because that'll be popular with the people, and they'll re-elect me. They don't even, they're just completely ignorant to the whole ideology behind this and how evil it is. What it leads to. It's not so much that it's a bad thing to want to give some. Here's the problem with, I just heard Jordan Peterson the other day talk about this. He's talking about how liberals, the study showed that liberals were more compassionate than Republicans, or that conservatives, I think it was. Conservatives aren't as compassionate. People on the right aren't as compassionate, but they are more polite. People on the left are more compassionate. How do you define compassion? You see, a liberal wants to see people taken care of. We want to see health care for everyone. We want to see everybody fed and everybody have a decent phone and a car and a place to live. Oh, no, I'm not going to give you anything. I'm going to make someone else pay for that. We're going to use other people's money. I'm really good at giving away other people's money, because I'm a liberal. I'm a compassionate person. So we're going to take money away from other people who worked hard and earned that money and innovated and produced, took risks and chances, went out there and made all this money. We're going to take those profits, as Hillary Clinton would say. I'm going to give them, we're going to distribute them out to people, make them pay their fair share. We're going to distribute those funds out to other people. Because that's compassion. Ask any one of those people what the percentage of their income they give to other things outside themselves. I've always thought that it would be a really good practice for parents to teach their kids, and I know it's really difficult to do, but I think I'm going to start doing this myself. I'm going to start celebrating my birthday by finding ways to give to other people. Rather than me expecting gifts on my birthday, which is what kids are taught. It's, well, it's your birthday. You're going to get this big party. You're going to get all these things. I don't have children, but if I did, I think I would try to teach them the joy of celebrating their life, celebrating the life that God has given them by sharing that life with others. In other words, the fruits of your labor, the things that you've gotten, save up your money so that you can buy things for others on your birthday. Throw a party for your friends and give them gifts. What a different world this would be if we just had that little bit of a mindset of not always thinking about what we're entitled to and what's all about us, but what we can do for others and how we can really truly celebrate our lives, the life that God has given us by giving to others in the midst of that. And finding the joy in that. Just the other day, I was kind of pondering. I told my wife I was preaching a sermon to myself the other morning when I was making myself some breakfast. You know, I may not be an evangelist. I may not be a prophet or a preacher. Or a very good one, anyway. And I may not be, I'm not even a very good podcast host for you here. But I'm not, obviously not the top of the piggy pile when it comes to podcasts and people. I don't have millions of listeners. Not yet, until I do something controversial, and then I'll probably go viral at some point. But the point is, I had one. I don't know what it was. The point is, I may not be that person. I may not be the guy who can do this or that. But I may be the guy who can help support those things. And in doing so, I share in that reward. You know, you find someone who wouldn't be able to do it on their own, and you help support them. And now you're participating with them in that process. That's the nature of the kingdom. That's the way it's built. That's the way it works. So it's kind of one of those, an interesting thing. And this concept can play over into many other different things, many, many different things, actually, in life. I've always had these business ideas. Always drives my wife nuts. It's when I've got an idea. She usually curls up into a ball, curls up into a fetal position, starts crying. Oh, no, not again. Here we go. Here we go again. Got a crazy idea. Hold on. Yeah, not quite that bad. She doesn't react quite that bad. It's, I think inside she trembles a little bit. And I say, hey, I got an idea. I got a business idea. Great. Here we go again. It's the thing about it is that, you know, I may not be able to, you know, to I don't know how to make pizza, but I can find a place that, you know, would be a good place for a pizza shop. Or I know where a place where it would be a good place to do a particular job or a particular business. And I can see kind of some businesses in my community that I'm like, man, somebody needs to start a business like this. This would be a great place for it, or this would be a great business to start in this community. One of the two. Excuse me, I probably should drink some water. And in the process of that, I may not be able to start all these businesses. I may not be able to run all these businesses. But maybe I can find someone with that vision that shares that vision, or that I can impart that vision to and invest in that. Let them run it. Let them start it. Maybe I'm in a position in my life where I need to be doing that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I should just leave well enough alone. I don't know. So we have this going on, and they're talking about these stimulus checks. And again, it's just indiscriminately sending out checks, making placating people, making them, get some relief from the government. No, that is not the thing to do. What we need to do is get the gas prices down. People will be productive and do their own thing, and we'll get the gas prices down. This is absolute ridiculousness. And of course, they're blaming the whole thing on Putin, which is just amazes me that Putin has so much control over our economy. Why are we in a position in this country that a war that has nothing to do with us can affect our economy so wildly? So, and it's all, Putin's doing it all. He's the big boogeyman. They love having somebody else to blame all the problems on. That's exactly what's happening here. Don't give me wrong. Don't think for a second that they don't like this whole thing. That people can rally behind the war and we have an evil. This is what they did with Trump for 5 years. Trump's the evil person. He's the Nazi. He's the bad guy. All of a sudden, they're not talking about Trump anymore. Now it's Putin. Putin's a bad guy. Of course, he was buddies with Trump. They ran around together as kids. They went to high school together or something, I think. Now they were that's the only reason that Putin didn't invade Ukraine, because because they were chums. They were buddies. That's what they would have you believe. They still believe in this whole Russia collusion thing. That Putin put him in office. It's ridiculous. There's a lot of our elections are loose, secure in the world. There's not a chance that our elections could be hacked, according to BO. 6 months later, for 5 years, all we hear about is the hacking of our elections. How Russia hacked our elections and put someone else in. That's all we heard. And they still talk about it today. There are still, I think it's over 50% of Democrats still believe that the Russians hacked our elections. Now, people, I'm talking hardline Democrats, the people who go along with everything that the left says. I'm not talking about independents. I'm not talking about people who are just Democrats in name only, or that just are born Democrats, so they think they have to be a Democrat all their life. They don't realize that changing parties is just a thing on a card. Something else has happened recently. It's at Yale, which is surprisingly, interestingly enough. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Apparently, there was a free speech conference or some kind of little event. It wasn't really a conference. It was just a day event, I think, or whatever it was. Where they're having it was a free speech event. Now, think about this. Free speech is where anybody can say whatever they want. And the opinions are opinions. You're free to have your opinion. Whether you disagree or agree, that doesn't matter. Even if it's something derogatory or deflammatory, not inflammatory. What is it? Not deflammatory. Whatever it is, there are some things you can't say without. Well, you can. You can say them. You just risk a lawsuit, that's the whole purpose of it. But you're free to say it. However, this apparently there are some students at Yale, lawyers, law students. What I'm assuming. Come walking in there, start protesting, and basically shout down this whole event, because they didn't want people speaking their minds. The free speech wasn't allowed. It's free speech is only allowed if you want to say what's something that we agree on, or that I agree is that you're allowed to speak on. That's free speech. You can't have any kind of discourse. So these people were shouting them down, and they had to shut down the event. They had to actually escort the people out because they're threatening to be threatening violence and all kinds of stuff. Which is, that's free speech. This is my free speech. I can threaten violence. Which it actually isn't, but that's where they went with it. Well, free speech, but that's not free speech. He can't say those things because he's a bigot. You have the right to be a bigot. You have the right to say bigotry things. We have this weird thing in this country where you can't say the N-word. even in just in context, even just in historical sense. You can't use the word. If I use that word right now, I would probably go viral and I'd be known infamously by, you know, the entire country. Maybe probably not, actually. By tens of people. But that there's this idea that we can't use a word because it is, you know, even if we were talking about the F word, fun, you know, what were you thinking about? Any of those words are just words. If we're talking about them in context, should not be, and that's I think even Rogan, Joe Rogan was blasted for saying the N word, I believe, on his show a couple times over the years. I think over the past 11 years or 12 years or whatever it was. In context, he was talking about the word itself. I'm not going to say it. I don't need that kind of flack. But you know what word I'm talking about. But why? Why do we have this weird concept of that being a word that I can't use, but it's in a lot of rap songs? So obviously the word can be used, well, because you're not the right color. Oh, so your freedom of speech has to do with the color of your skin. But you can call me all kinds of names. See, I don't get that one either. That's okay. Yeah. So they shoot this guy down. Verbally. They shut the place down with this stuff. It's going on and on and on. And yet they want free speech. And I don't think they understand the meaning of free speech. But this is where we're headed. Now, think about the fact that these people are going to be lawyers someday, probably. Most of them that were doing this activity. A lot of them are going to be judges. I don't know what just happened to my computer here. That was a weird thing. Alpha Explorer. What is that? What is Alpha Explorer? I don't know. It just popped up on my computer here. And I don't know what that was. It sounded like something just got erased or put. I don't know what happened there. But this is some weird stuff here. I don't know what's. It's like my computer all of a sudden has a mind of its own. So we'll have to just figure that out, I guess, later on. I don't know. I just had somebody, one of my business associates just sent me an email. Got it. Thanks. You're a rock star. That's what I wanted to hear. I don't have the hair for a rock star. I don't have enough hair. I guess I could go bald. If I shaved it all off, maybe I could be a rock star. That might look better. You either have to have a lot of hair or no hair at all. I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. I think just having regular, you know, male pattern baldness thing going on. That's not really, not a lot of rock stars. And I have no tattoos. So that's another problem. At least as far as I know. I haven't done a close examination recently, but I don't think I have any. So I got that going for me. The whole thing about this free speech issue and what's going on there is ironic, to say the least, but it's also very disturbing. These people are going to be lawyers someday, which I am not. I am not a lawyer, by the way, of any sort. I'm not not an engineer. I'm not a social worker either. Well, I'm not any of those things. So the problem with this is these people are going to be activists when they become judges, lawyers and judges. The problem with that is, you know, the very people who are charged with defending our rights, which is really their charge, that's really their job, that's their mission. They become activists on the bench. And they will make decisions based on political ideology, which is absolutely not what judges are supposed to do. This comes down to, I mean, Barack Obama was one of the individuals who mentioned, and there is a concept or a principle within law constitutional law that says that the Constitution is a set of negative liberties. And there's that that principle or that term is technically the term that is used for constitutional law. However, that is meant to be in context, it means that the Constitution protects the individual by saying what the government cannot do to you.
Well, the problem is, it doesn't say what the government should do for you.
Well, and that's the problem right there. The government shouldn't be giving you rights, imposing ideology or what they think you need or should have upon you. Because someone, if they say, well, healthcare is a right.
You have a right to healthcare.
You do have a right to healthcare. You have a right to choose whoever you want to go to as a doctor. You choose to get what until it comes to the vaccines. And then you have a right to choose what kind of procedure you want to have done. What you don't have a right to is to have someone else pay for it for you. You don't have a right to someone else to making me pay for your health care. That's what you don't have a right to. You have a right to do whatever you want with your health care. Make a deal with your doctor, whatever you want to do. And the problem is, the more socialized it becomes, the more entitled it becomes, then someone's dispossessed. In other words, a doctor now is obligated to work for free, to work for whatever the government tells them they're obligated to do whatever they have, because they're a doctor. You're now obligated. Now there is a bumper music thing coming in the background that I'm hearing, and I guess I'm over with this subject. I guess I'm done. I was just getting started. There will be a show tomorrow, but it'll be late in the evening because I get done tomorrow with my work in Flint, Michigan. By the way, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky right now. It is Monday. March, what is this? March? It's March. March 21st, 2022. Tomorrow I'll be in Flint, Michigan. And God bless everybody. I guess the show's over. There's the music.